Hello and welcome back to the one and only Sidetracked Podcast. I am your host. So, let's talk about, emotions and how they can affect your outlook on reality. A couple days ago, I was involved in a car accident. I am fine physically, emotionally. I can't comment right now, but that's not the point of this episode. So, I was on the way to work, got into a car accident, and I still went to work. I don't know why. I was being irrational. I was, what are you doing, Zena? You okay? You alright? What's the matter? Do you need to go out? You need to go outside? Do you want to go outside? Yeah? Okay, I'll take you outside. So, yeah, come on, baby. Let's go. Oh, my toenails are long. I don't want to hurt you. Come on, baby. Let's feel the weather, see if it's good enough, and then we can go for a little walk around the neighborhood. Okay. Do your thing, baby. Anyway, so, got into a car accident, still went to work. I can't really get into the details right now because things are still being processed, but, I come into work, and I'm already on edge, like, I'm panicking, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, my life is not together, okay? And, I laugh about this now, but, on Thursday, I was feeling everything. Like, I was angry, I was upset, I was just all of the emotions. Like, I wasn't happy, but just every other emotion, that's what I was feeling. Just panic, anger, and sadness. And I'm looking at Zena, and she's sniffing for something. I think she sees a squirrel. I know squirrels won't come in the yard now because we got Zena, but anyway, I come into work and I go in my office. Well, it's not my office, but it's an office. And let me describe the layout. So there's this long table, like it goes from one side of the room to the other, like that's how long it is. And on the left side is like a computer, keyboard, mouse, chair, right? And some files and whatnot. On the other side is like a printer, fax machine, whatever. And what else is on it? Oh, and there's another computer, but only the pilots use it. So, I am sitting in between the left and the right side. So, I'm kind of in the middle, but I'm more on the right side. My coworker, Winnie, from before, was just, like, looking at me. And I was just on my phone, minding my business. I didn't want any trouble. I didn't want any problems. I just wanted to sit down and process what happened 20 minutes before I came into work. Right? Because I just got out of an accident. So it was just like, you know. And what, uh, it just, everyone's like, don't take it personal, but it felt personal, you know what I mean? So, I'm sitting there scrolling on my phone, just trying not to talk to anybody. I was, you know, like, saying my hi's to my supervisors, and, first off, Winnie and I don't talk. I don't even say hi to her. I just come in, set my bag down, and I just play on my phone. Like, we're not on that first name basis, nothing. Like, we're not friends, we're not cool, nothing. So, she's on her computer, or the office computer, because it's, we don't own it. And she was like, you don't have to stand there like that. And I look at her and I'm like, oh, what do you mean? Like, what are you talking about? And she's like, like, you're rushing me and this and that. And I was just, I look at her like, excuse me? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just here minding my business and you want to start problems? Like, okay. What does that have to do with me? That's a you problem. But I was like, I was like, I'm not trying to rush you. I'm just minding my business. And she's like, mm-hmm. Like, she didn't believe me. And that's when my anger, like, kicked back in again. And I was like, you know what? I caught a little attitude. I was like, you know what? I took a shallow breath and I was like, it's not even worth it. It's not, because why would I lose my job over somebody just trying to start a petty argument? You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, it's, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not. It's really not. And she was like, yeah, yeah. Like, she did something. I was like, sweetheart, I could have hurt your feelings real bad, but you're lucky I know Jesus. You are lucky. You are so lucky I'm saved. I'm saved, but I'm not soft. I will hurt your feelings in a heartbeat, baby. Don't try me. Don't try me. Try Jesus. Try him. And I got some stuff on her that, like, I know that'll make me keep my distance, but I could have used that shit. I would have hurt her feelings. And honestly, I got a mean right hook, so. But I wasn't going to use it. I was just going to be like, hey, that doesn't work here. Like, that attitude that you got right now, it's below your pay grade. Like, you need to tone it down and cut it out. Because I'm not in the mood. Like, there's no need to start an argument over this because I'm just minding my business. Like, why is she, what was the point? Like, what did she gain from that, you know? Like, what was she trying to prove? What was she trying to start? You know what I mean? So, hey, girl. I'm trying to come inside. I know it's cold. It's cold out. It's cold outside. I got the month of May. But, you know, I was like, what in the fuck? Because who does she think she is? Like, and honestly, I was in disbelief. Like, I wasn't surprised that she said that. But, like, I wasn't doing shit to her. You know what I mean? Like, I was on my phone scrolling through Instagram, and she just wants to be like, you're rushing me. Like, don't stand there like that. And you know what ticked me off? She was like, if you want to wait, go wait in the break room. Child. It wasn't what she said, it was the way she said it. I know that for sure. Like, she could have said, hey, could you just wait in the break room till I'm finished? Like, I'm not comfortable with you standing there. Like, she could have handled it so much differently. So much different. Do you want to go back outside? Do you want to go back out, Zena? You just, okay. You want to just warm up? What? She's looking at me, her head's tilting. What's going on, girl? Huh? Yeah, what's going on? Doing okay? So, yeah, I was like, excuse me? Like, it was way out of pocket. Like, way, 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 way out of pocket. And, like, with everything that just happened, I was so on edge. I raised my hand and I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not, because I'm not trying to lose my job over this raggedy bitch. I'm not. So I walk out of the office and I go in the break room. And again, I'm on edge. So I throw my bag on the ground, which has my iPad in it. And after I threw it on the ground, I was nervous because I was like, did I break it? But I didn't, so we're good. So it's kind of like my safety net. if I don't have enough money, I sell it. So, my thing is, I threw it on the ground, and I was like, you fucking bitch. I was like, traumatized. I was like, you fucking bitch. You know, not like that. But I was like, you fucking, I was like, it's a fucking bitch. Yeah, but like, I was like choked up. You know, that's how I said it. That's exactly how I said it. And then the crew chief was like, Rayette, language. Like, he was surprised. Like, I don't normally cuss like that. Like, if I do cuss, it's when I'm making jokes and shit, you know? And I didn't say anything to him because I was panicking, like, I was breathing heavy, and I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen next, like, shit is bananas, you know? So, I'm, like, pacing back and forth, like, I'm talking with my family, and we're just arguing, and, my grandma's coming in, and she's talking, and I'm trying to record something, so, what else? Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. And, like, I was gonna come back the next day. But after what happened Thursday, like, the whole day, I was like, I don't want to drive. Like, I wanted to go to work, but I was kind of forced to come here because my car was messed up, so, yeah, there's that, that's what happened, and, if she tries that shit again, I'ma hurt her feelings. I am, because there was no need for that. Like, I'm not saying, like, I was minding my business and, like, in reality, like, I was bugging her. No. I don't talk to her. I don't talk to that bitch. I don't. So, for her to just look at me and say that shit, I was like, I looked at her up and down. I was like, honey, you're crazy. You're insane. And if I told her what happened to me, like, just 20 minutes before she said that shit, I know for a fact she would have felt so stupid. She would have felt mad stupid. But I wasn't gonna explain myself to her because she does not deserve an explanation. She didn't do shit with her racist ass and her racist daddy. I hope he beats her ass. I hope he does. I don't give a fuck. Shit. She wanna test me and my patience, like, it's already thin, honey. My patience is skinnier than me. You don't want this. You don't want this. Like, for real. And then the crew chief that was like, watch your language, he like came in my office like after I sat down and everything. He's like, yo, are you good? Like, kind of put on a little show back there. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm okay. Like, I don't know. I don't know how I'm feeling. Like, I just got into an accident. This, that, and the third. So, yeah, like, it's rough right now. But he was like, oh my god, like, you poor thing, like, why did you even come in? And I was like, I don't know, like, I panicked, I didn't know whether to stop or go, like, it was a sticky situation. Like, once everything clears up, then I'll talk about it, but legally, right now, I can't. But, that's a story for another day. And then, that night after work, I was, like, driving around trying to find the location of the accident, and, you know, it was raining and it was dark, and, you know, I was just, hey, I'm making a podcast, dude, come on. I'm recording now. So, you know, I'm already on edge, and, like, now I'm just, like, driving, scared as fuck, like, my bright lights, they don't work, my high beams, they're shot to hell, and, can you turn the volume down, please? I'm recording a podcast, and that is disrespectful right now. Thank you. This is why I moved out. Can't get no peace, no privacy, nothing. So, I'm just gonna go in my mom's room. This is the only place where I can really record. That's probably what I'm gonna do later. And just, like, hang out. But, yeah. I was, like, driving around. I'm already on edge from the accident. And I go to the police station. And my horn doesn't work. Like, my horn, it won't make sounds. So I'm, like, panicking on the road, and it's raining, dark. I was like, I am gonna die tonight. And, like, people were, like, recklessly driving, and I was like, come on, like, this is not the time to be doing stuff like this. And, like, I didn't know what else to do. Like, do I scream out the window? You know, like, I genuinely didn't know. So, I almost got into 3 other accidents on the way to the police station. I was like, someone's out to get me. Somebody is out to get me. I get to the police station, and basically, the officer was like, hey, get your life together and come back, and then we can process this from here. Because, like, I was crying. I was, like, you know, I was distressed, and I was on the phone with my dad, and it just, it wasn't helping, and I was just, ugh. I came home, and I was drained, and I was crying on the walk home, and I was like, this sucks, man. But the whole point of this is, the whole point was, I was feeling very intense emotions at work, okay? Like, I couldn't say anything without crying. Like, I was trying to, like, make myself shut up. But then people would talk to me, be like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, I'm okay. I've been better, you know, like, this lady, I talked with her the other day, she seems sweet. I don't know her personally, but she seems like a sweet person. So, I was like, I like your lunchbox, and, like, she's like, oh my god, thanks, and I like your little hat, little turban thing, and I was like, thank you, like, you know, women supporting women, we love it. But, yeah, after that, after, like, she left, like, I started to cry, and, like, people were looking at me, and I was like, I don't want to be looked at right now, like, this is not the time, you know? Like, it was a mess, to say the least. It really was. Like, I don't want to do that shit again. It was the worst day of my life. And then on top of that, like, Winnie just being rude to me for no reason, like, that was the icing on the cake. That's what pissed me off. So, to get to the point of how emotions affect reality, I was having some thoughts. They weren't good thoughts. Just putting that out there, like, when I was driving, I was having suicidal thoughts, like, why didn't they just finish the job? Like, you know, some crazy shit like that. And then, I felt like a broken woman. I was just defeated. I couldn't do much of anything about my situation. And I just, my reality shifted so much. Like, it really did, because I've been in therapy for a little minute now, and we've been working on affirmations and saying, like, I'm strong, I'm determined, I can do this, like, this is a piece of cake, you know? And I thought I was so strong. I thought I was, you know, I could take on a boulder. But when that happened, then the incident and with the coworker and just dealing with my dad and everything, I folded. And my reality went from partly cloudy to a full-on monsoon. Like, I was just, I shocked myself with how fast I can fold and how quickly I can go back to how I was thinking a couple years ago. And not even a couple years ago, like, maybe a year and a half ago, a year ago, whatever. Not the point. But it just shows me that I can mask my happiness so well, and I can tell myself, like, I feel good right now, or I'm happy, or I'm, you know, like, I'm stronger than what my circumstances give me, or something like that. But when something like that happens, it's just like you forget about all the work that you've done, and you just want to sulk in your own sadness and grief and just insanity, you know? But that's really not a healthy way to deal with things. I'm so glad I came home, because I just needed to see some people, because if I spent the weekend by myself, I probably wouldn't have, wouldn't have done what I thought would be done. I probably wouldn't have felt better. Like, most likely I would have, just came home and cried all night. That's probably what I would have done, but I just came home, like, it was a long day. I didn't get home till almost midnight, and I tried to, like, scroll on my phone just to find some sort of humor and, you know, make a joke out of what happened to me, but
I felt so defeated. And I was kind of mad at myself. I was like, how could you feel that way after all the work you've done? But after I talked with my therapist last night, I realized, like, it's okay. It's okay to fold, as long as you know that those resources are at your hand. Like, you can fold all you want, but if you have those resources in your hands, I'm stuttering a lot, but I'm trying to get to the point. Your resources can positively affect your reality. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can see the world as this dark and scary place, which it is, but